This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some great fishing action. The squirrel hunt is finally in full swing, and a number of opportunities for young deer hunters coming up. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a fisherman, you know the fishing has been greatly improved, and it was pretty good to begin with. So most local lakes are providing some very good fishing action, and squirrel hunters, too, are taking advantage of the cooler temperatures and enjoying some very good outings. The squirrel hunt, even though it's been in full swing for a month or two, it's now really getting underway, and squirrel hunters are enjoying some very good success. But as we mentioned, the youth deer hunt is coming up in October, and that's one of the topics this week. In fact, it's a big topic. The 2010 Illinois Youth Either Sex Deer Hunt is scheduled for October 9th and 10th. Permits for this season are available over-the-counter from most licensed vendors throughout the state, and for a list of DNR and public land sites which are open to hunting during the youth firearm deer hunt in 2010, you can see the DNR website, which is www.dnr.state.il.us. You'll find a link there for sites that are open for the Illinois Youth Deer Hunt. And we also have a number of sites, at least a couple of local ones, that are offering special hunts during this season. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will conduct a special drawing on September 19th for three youngsters to hunt deer at the Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, Upland Management Area, and this is during the Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Season. The season, which we mentioned before, is October 9th and 10th, and participating youngsters must have a valid Montgomery County Youth Firearm Deer Permit. To be eligible for the September 19th drawing, the youth's name, mailing address, and contact number must be printed on a 3x5-inch postcard and sent to the Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area by close of business on September 18th. Late entries will not be accepted. Now, successful applicants will have until September 30th to apply for and report their Montgomery County Youth Firearm Deer Permit number to the Coffeen Lake site office, and failure to do so will result in losing the spot for the special youth hunt, and an alternate selection will take their place. The application card should be sent to the Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, and that's at P.O. Box 517 in Coffeen, Illinois, 62017. That address again is P.O. Box 517 in Coffeen, Illinois. The zip is 62017. If you need more information, contact the site office at 217-537-3351. And we also have another great opportunity for youths. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Shelbyville will hold its annual Youth Firearm Deer Hunt on October 9th and 10th. And during last year's season, every youth hunter saw a deer while hunting, and 10 youth hunters killed 5 deer for a 50% success rate. To apply for the youth hunt, you must be less than 16 years of old on October 9th and be accompanied by an adult on the hunt, and must be a resident of Illinois. The youth must also purchase a 2010 Youth Either Sex Deer Permit, which can be purchased for $10 at any over-the-counter licensed vendor. Applications must be received no later than 4:30 p.m. on September 17th, and applications can be picked up weekdays at the Lake Shelbyville Project Office or can be printed online at www.mvs.usace.army.mil. That address again is www.mbs.usace.army.mil. A total of 10 participants will be drawn September 27th from the pool of applicants, and each of the 10 participants will hunt in select locations in either Shelby or Moultrie County and will enjoy a deer camp atmosphere at the Okaw Bluff Camp Group Camp. That's going to be on October 8th and 9th. And if you do have questions about this special hunt, give them a call, Park Ranger Brock Key, at 217-774-2513. That number again is 217-774-2513. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of NASCAR's number 22 discount tire car, reminding you that something as simple as air can keep you and your family safe and save you money. When you have properly inflated tires, you'll not only improve safety, you can save 8 cents a gallon at the pump and help your tires last longer. So be tire smart. Check your tire pressure every month and before long trips. For more tire safety tips, visit betiresmart.org.
A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
Okay, we're back, and we have pretty good fishing to report at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineers reservoirs. At Wren Lake, the crappie bite is fair to good and will only continue to get better as the waters cool. A few fish are being caught shallow in the Gun Creek area due to the few days of cool weather, and stake beds and brush piles around the 10-foot mark are holding crappie as well. A lot of fish are being caught, but most are on the small side, with a lot of keepers showing up from time to time. You're not going to just catch bunches of keepers all at once. Look around the laydown trees along the bank. Fish these starting at the deepest part and move shallower. Some of the fish are being caught under the bridges as well in deep water, about 8 to 14 feet deep. It seems like minnows fished 5 to 10 feet deep seem to be producing the best action. The problem is it's keeping these minnows alive in the hot weather. Try placing a frozen jug of water in your minnow bucket, and that will help as well. The bass bite, the bass are congregating on the subtle bottom changes on or very near the lake main lake points. Crankbaits fished around these areas at depths of about 5 to 6 feet are working. You may catch them good for an hour on places like this, and the bite will suddenly change, and the fish will move up as little as a foot of water near woody cover. Some of the better fish are consistently coming from the 5 to 6 foot range, although. Now, Wren Lake is really tough right now, and tournament weights are still holding very well, however. An 8-hour tournament typically needs about 16 pounds to win. The catfish bite, it's been good all around the lake. It's been good all summer and continuing to be that way. It continues to be one of the best catfish lakes in the state. Anglers are using cut shad, but several different baits like commercial catfish baits as well as a variety of live baits are working well. If you're fishing from the shoreline, the Ina boat ramp continues to be a hot spot. So that's the place to head if you're a shoreline fisherman. Otherwise, if you're fishing from a boat, most anywhere on the lake is yielding good catches of fish. At Carlisle Lake right now, the white bass are rated excellent. They're being caught in good numbers around the islands, silos, humps, and flats. Most are being taken on slab spoons and little Georges combined with a curly tail. Some anglers are trolling with crankbaits combined with a curly tail, and these fish are just now beginning to show up on the riprap and clay banks for rooster tails and curly tail users. And the sauger bite, rated good. They're being caught around the islands and near the silos, trolling with crankbaits. The catfish bite, also good. Many anglers are drifting in the main body of the lake with the shrimp or cut shad, and we're seeing some fair crappie action now. The crappie are starting to be caught in the lake on tube jigs and minnows, particularly in the Allen Branch and Pepin Horse Branch around 4 to 6 foot depth, so there's some action there as well. At Lake Shelbyville, the lake is now back to normal pool. First time we've seen it that way in a long time, and summer fishing is in full swing. White bass are on the flats, and with those whites are hungry walleye. Wind seems to be the key to good fishing. The flats get churned up with both wind and boat traffic, and out of nowhere, the whites converge, and the walleye lay in wait underneath them for easy pickings. Covering water until you find them is also the key. If you hit one big white bass, throw on the brakes, because this is the spot to go. There'll be quite a few fish traveling with this one, and you can typically put quite a few in the live well before you're done. And don't give up on an area. You can hit that area once and come back and hit it again. Those fish might show up right away. And once we get a big drop in surface temperatures to about 70 or even less, the crappie will make a big move. Right now, they're out on the deep basins chasing shad. The shad will make a big push into the front half of the biggest coves on the lake, and then you can really catch these crappie on small jigs or jigs tipped with minnows. You can work all kinds of standing trees by tossing a jig about 6 to 8 feet past it and letting it swing past as you retrieve it. That'll be the key here in just a few weeks. The deep down main lake trees also will begin to come alive once these waters start to cool. The wind game here also plays a role, and you need to have a little bit of wind to keep this fishing good on Lake Shelbyville. The lake is very clear, and there's still pretty good fishing to be found. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.